Recorded Books and RB Digital present Always the Last to Know by Kristen Higgins. Narrated by Laurel Merlington, Amy Rubinate, Exie Sands, and Graham Winton.
Chapter 1. Sadie.
You're engaged? Huzzah!
Yeah, I had just said huzzah.
You know what? I couldn't blame myself.
Another engagement among the teachers of St. Catherine's Catholic Elementary School in the Bronx. The fifth this year. And yes, I was counting. I couldn't look away from the diamond blinding me from the finger of Bridget Ennis. The stone was the size of a bumblebee, and my hypnotized eyes followed her hand as she waved it in excitement, telling the rest of us teachers, six women, one man, about how romantic, how unexpected, how thrilling it had been. I had nothing against Bridget. I even liked her. I'd mentored her because this was her first year teaching. She was 23 as of last week. I was ancient at 32, or so it felt in teacher years. It had been raining diamond rings, and despite my having had bubbly hopes on my own last birthday, the fourth finger of my left hand remained buck naked. Bridget was talking about save-the-date magnets and paper quality and color schemes and flower arrangements and the 79 dresses she was already torn between. Another woman falling victim to wedding insanity. Bridget was the only child of wealthy parents. This did not bode well for me, her sort of friend. Was it too late to distance myself? Please don't ask me to be a bridesmaid. Please, please. I am way too old for this shit.
My daddy said whatever I want, and I wanted to be...